Open Windows, August the 18th, Knowing God in Christ. We who worship by the Spirit of God are the ones who are truly circumcised. We rely on what Christ Jesus has done for us. We put no confidence in human effort. Philippians 3, verse 3. The fact is this, that what God is after is not to do things for you and for me, not to impart things to you and to me, not to show things to you and to me, but to bring us to some fresh apprehension of God in Christ. The whole matter is a divinely personal matter. It is the realization of the person which is going to result, firstly, primarily, and forevermore, not in doing things, not in activities, not in rejoicing in truth, but in worship. Worship is the first, the continuous, and the final factor in the knowledge of God in Christ, and is basic to everything else in our relationship to Him. True worship only springs from a heart discovery of Himself. Take your Bible, especially the New Testament, and especially the 40 days after the resurrection, if you want to narrow it down to something that you can grasp, and see if that is not true. It was not because He did or said certain things that they worshipped, but because they discovered Him in a way in which they had never known Him before. God's dealings with us are governed by this supreme aim, that He might make known to us Himself in Christ. But this comes by illumination, and that illumination is by the touch of Christ.